97.9 The Box, it's the Mad Hatter
Morning Show.
And today we're with two of the livest out of H-Town. We got Young Ro here and already been on the show, Millie Bucks. Come around with us.
Dream Chasers, we in the building.
Hey, so speaking of, you know, you've been on the scene a lot lately. But
No, you have.
But for somebody who hadn't, like, you know, known about your music and all that stuff, like, how did you actually get started rapping?
Man, I've been rapping for a little minute, but I just started staying consistent, like, really probably, like, 3 months ago.
Three months, man.
You've been rapping longer than three months.
I've been rapping longer than 3 months, but when I was really, like, ready to blow up, I was tired of being, like, in a trap 3 months ago, and I told myself, I'm about to get out, and I was dropping a video every week. I dropped, like, six in a row, and I got my deal.
So is that how you think the heat built up with all the videos?
Yeah, consistency. Every week I was just showing them I could drop and I don't have to stop. Everything's just hot. 3 months, I promise. But I've been rapping for a minute, but I really got serious 3 months ago.
What side of town are you?
Southwest. A-Leaf.
And how did you get the name Young Ro? Now, this is crazy. Because when I saw Young Ro and you were rapping with Millie, I had a rapper by the name of Young Ro. So I was hoping it was him and he came back so I could get some money back. But, so how did you get that name, though?
I was young. I had got the name Ro when I was young. Like, I used to be singing, Ro, 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 your boat. And,
When I was young, so they just thought they were calling me Ro. And like when I got old, I just put the young on there, so it just was Young Ro. Yeah,
I like that. And what's the process when you write these songs, and how did you hook up with our friend, a friend of the show, Millie Bucks?
Millie, that's my dog. We've been locked in for a little minute now, like before the rap. I get in my zone. Go in the closet or something and just write a song. I just be getting in my zone and just making music. And it be paying off, though, for the most part.
It be true. You'd be telling your
right,
story.
Right, facts. Just, you know, stuff I've been through.
And what made you sign the Meek Mill?
Because
I'm sure there's a lot of people that wanted you.
Yeah,
I mean, you got a buzz, so it's a lot of people. So why did you think that was the right home for you?
I feel like, by him being my, not just him being my favorite rapper, like, I'm looking at Meek, like, his success, his story, he a real activist, and what he got going on for the black community. So it was just, like, perfect for me to fit in, because that's the type of stuff I'm trying to be on, the same stuff he on. It's like, I feel like even if I was to fall out today or tomorrow, Meek would have my back. And it's a couple people that want to give me more than Meek want to give me, but it was just like family. We built a bond before I even signed the deal, so that what it was.
So did he give you any opening energy or any opening advice when he first signed you?
Oh, yeah, a lot. A lot.
What's the best game that he gave you that you really, like, every day you just remember what Meek said?
Take care of your family. Put your family first before anything. Like, before that post went viral, he been telling me, like, don't worry about Jerry and all that. It's like,
speaking of the post, tell them what post you're talking about, Jazz.
I don't know how it really even started.
Oh, yeah, you reported it in your entertainment.
I saw it, but, like, I don't even know how it really started. But basically, you was just saying that, you know, you hadn't got your mom, which you have. You bought your mama house. Congratulations on that. You know, that you hadn't bought your mama house and all that stuff, but you didn't care about having jewelry. So Blueface said, you know, to be an artist, basically, you know, you have to have a certain kind of look and that that stuff is important. And y'all, you know, went back and forth.
It kind of is, but at the same time, like I said, why would I walk around with $50,000 worth of jewelry on my neck and my mama don't got no house? You know, my grandma still on dialysis, and she be telling me every other day she need $25,000, $30,000. And that's how much the jewelry costs. And I just look crazy to them. So when until I get them straight, I ain't wearing no jewelry. I don't want no jewelry.
But it's not no real beef. It's not no real beef, is it?
It's not no real beef.
Because I was just like, that just can't be no real beef.
No. The thing is, I come from nothing. I come from the streets. So if you give me a chance, I'm going to take it.
And I saw you took a chance at a sister.
Right. You give me a chance, I'm going to take it.
Why'd you have to go to the sister, though?
Come on, let's blow Young Ro up even more. Let's give him something to talk about.
Okay.
I don't want his sister.
He understands the marketing. Okay.
Yeah,
so it's nothing real.
Nothing personal, man. I don't know that guy. Nothing personal. Let's give him something to talk about, though.
And so you never wore jewelry? Because you don't got no jewelry on now.
No. They've been trying to give me jewelry. Like, they just want cross promotion. I just never worry about it. I don't want my people to start looking at me crazy. Like, I talked to a rapper yesterday. He told me, I've been on for a year, bro. He iced up. He said, I haven't got a chance to buy my mama a house. And I just was like, dang, you got jewelry. You got about 5 chains on. That's backwards to me. Like,
that's crazy. So when you got into it with Blueface, did Meek call you? And it's like, hey man.
Don't say
nothing. Hey.
Oh yeah, Meek called me like,
hey, what you doing?
Meek called me like,
through this.
Don't go through that. You don't want to come in the game beefing with somebody like that. But no, I'm my own man at the end of the day.
No,
let's keep it going.
No.
Let's keep it going. And just now, I'm lit now, so I'm not worrying about it no more. It was a successful little beef, whatever.
And I saw Millie, you had his back. I saw in the comments you was ready.
Yeah, Millie was going, hey.
Y'all been riding for each other for a long time, so.
Yep, and still will.
So y'all have some music together?
Yeah, and we got more on the way.
Oh, yeah, they got a whole bunch of songs. Tell them some of the songs y'all have, Millie.
Yeah, we got 2 songs. Some of them got a whole bunch of songs.
That's a whole bunch.
We got Trap House and we got Talk to Me. And that's like 2 different vibes, so it's like, yeah, you could rock with both of them.
And you got a new song.
Swim Team.
Yeah, Swim Team. What is Swim Team all about?
The Swim Team is all about me and my girls.
Water
and
team.
We walk in swimming pools.
Wait, what?
Give Jazz some of the lyrics. Jazz doesn't
I haven't
get.
Listened to it yet, so.
Give them some of the lyrics of Swim Team.
You see, it's me and my bitches, the gang with a body. These bitches, they see us in copy. You could call us the good pussy posse. You could call us the Swim Team, yeah? Real bitches gonna feel me, yeah? Because he calling my line, and now he crying like, baby, come back because I'm sorry, yeah? That's the Swim Team.
Okay, I'm joining the Swim Team.
Join the Swim Team.
And speaking of new songs, you got a song. Spinning, what is it?
Spin cycle.
Spin cycle.
250,000 views in a week.
For all the people who don't know, can you give us a little bit of Spin Cycle?
I said, why they took my dog? He didn't even do nothing at all. He got a family to take care of. Them bitches took it too far. So now we killing them all. I'm talking about hitting everything that's involved. And no, we ain't shooting that cause. We getting up close. We knocking them off. If you ain't slime for West, then you know that I'm dropping you off. Because you ain't with us, then you against us. Only the family involved. We going to keep hitting till the little problem gets solved. But it wouldn't be a problem at all. Them never play with my dog.
Okay. So before we get out of here, is anybody you want to work with? Or
Meek, that's my favorite artist.
Favorite artist.
Yep.
Are you going to bring Millie with you?
Yeah, for sure. Me and Meek got some. We got a hit.
Y'all
got
to debut it here first. Y'all got to debut it here. I'm going to call you, Young Raw. I'm going to be
sure,
like, hey, man,
we need that song. Yeah,
because
sure.
Let me tell you, a lot of y'all artists, y'all blow up and y'all forget. I promise.
Not me.
I can't be the first people that forget. But I want to say thank you for coming up here.
You got his family first and everything.
Yeah. Appreciate it. And God, dog it, I wish you was my Young Ro. Thank you too, Millie. Anything you working on? What you working on besides that?
In February, I'm going to drop. So y'all just
debut album?
Probably another mixtape.
Another mixtape?
Mm-hmm. Okay. On some love. Love a little bit freaky.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Perfect. What about you? You have a date for the debut album?
Meek just told me work on a mixtape, so I don't got no date yet. I got a bunch of songs. I've been working with a couple artists. Shout out F&B Long Money. Let's get it.
Tell people where they can follow you, Young Ro.
You can follow me on Instagram at YoungRo777. Well, really every website like that.
Why
the same thing.
777
because I believe in it. What it's called? Manifesting. And,
okay.
It's called.
I know what you're talking about. I can't.
Law of Attraction.
Yes. Okay.
You know, I believe in numbers.
Speaking of Texas,
I believe
in
all that.
Okay.
What about you, Millie, in case they don't know your Instagram and everything?
@MillieBucks_ on everything.
Bet. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by the Mad Hatter Morning Show this morning.
For sure, let's get it.
Appreciate you checking out the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. Make sure you share, like it, tell your friends, even tell a foe. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can listen to the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. And, of course, you can listen to the Mad Hatter Morning Show weekdays at 97.9 The Box, 5 to 10 Central, and download the app, 97.9 The Box. We appreciate it.